episode 170 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Holla holla.
And Dylan Rausch.
Ryan is a big wet fart.
Also Gabe Philbin.
I was going to say get Dala, and I was really hoping you'd say my name after Ryan.
No, I thought it was get money.
No, it's holla holla get Dala.
Get Dala. Holla holla get Dala. John Madden.
Moonbase Alpha lives on forever.
It does.
So
it'll outlive John Madden.
I'm spiking the mic whenever I laugh like that.
Well, you're the one who has to edit this, so
yep.
It's your problem.
Way to go, Gabe. You did it.
I'm going to practice spiking it at intervals throughout the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Test Gabe's reflexes. If your reflexes aren't good enough, it'll ruin a listener's ears.
This is like catching the fly of podcasting.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the next Guitar Hero, actually. We just created it.
Is it FMV like Guitar Hero Live?
I hope so.
Oh, man. Cool. So what have people been up to this week?
You cringing at the sound of things.
Me?
Yeah. That'll be the FMV that we capture.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What have people been up to?
I can go first because that we can get it out of the way because it's short. It should be short.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't played a goddamn thing.
Hurry up.
Well, I wanted to play Convoy, but last night I just didn't have time.
Hold on. What the fuck is Convoy?
It's like a faster than light meets Mad Max. So it's like that style of play, but it's all like a Mad Max style world where you're like moving your convoy from one place to another. And it looks pretty cool. But I just didn't have a chance to play it last night. I was in Austin Saturday and Sunday. Most of Sunday and most of Saturday. I went to go see the Sklar Brothers perform live in at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin. So that was pretty cool. I got to meet them, talk to them for a couple minutes. So that was cool.
That was a picture of you. I thought it was a picture of Gabe.
My beard's way better than that.
Don't kid yourself.
Oh, shit. Gabe's also a liar.
Mm. Let's let you decide, listener.
Is the header just going to be your guys' nasty beards?
Yeah. That was kind of the highlight of the weekend, was going to that show, so that was pretty cool.
Going to that show and thinking about playing a game.
Yeah, thinking about playing a game and going to a comedy show in Austin. And Austin was, you know, cool as always.
That's when you know you're fucking old. I thought about doing something. And that was my weekend.
And that was pretty cool. No,
the only reason I didn't do it is because I was doing other stuff. Like, it's not like I just didn't do anything. I was out of town.
I had a lot of fun thinking about loading up this game.
Thinking about this stuff I was going to do.
Hey, man, I'm just out there living life, all right? I ain't got no time for your damn games. No, really, I'll play some games. I promise. Just not before this podcast starts.
Oh, man. I was going to have some fun, but I saw these spreadsheets, and I just had to do them.
When did I say I did spreadsheets?
That's all you ever do.
I was thinking about what would I do if I was in Ryan's position. I would think about roads. Maybe beer, but not on like a drinking standpoint, just like a...
Ice cream.
Jesus Christ.
The bacteria content in ice cream.
Some people.
Ryan fighting the good fight on the ice cream war.
They recalled all the ice cream. If you eat it, you're real stupid. And people are like, fuck you, I'm gonna eat my ice cream and die. I don't give a fuck.
And all no right? one took the bait. Like, Javi and I were laughing.
You guys went back and forth.
We were giggling our little booties off posting on this thread. I think Javi went a little too far, and that's why there was no engagement back.
I didn't go far enough.
You made it too obvious. You made it too obvious.
You had a troll mask on, for crying out loud.
You know, Ryan had some bulbs to plant for some plants in his yard.
What?
What? What?
That was part of his old man weekend.
Oh.
I did?
I'm sure you did. I'm projecting here. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. The yard guy came and put some mulch down today, so I guess you're like.
There we go. There we go. He fucking aerated your yard.
That's so Raven. But I think Dylan has a good point, Ryan. Maybe you should forget beer brewing and go to ice cream because you won't have any competition.
Apparently not.
Yeah. It's true, man. You just have to advertise it as you won't die drinking my cream ice cream.
Bacteria free.
That's a nice slip up.
Yeah.
Drinking my cream.
I'm sorry. Drinking or eating my ice cream.
Eating my cream.
Oh, that's bad. I'm sorry. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Something less offensive.
Next.
To the taste buds.
Javi, what you been doing?
I'm late to the party, but I'm playing through Bastion for the first time, and it's excellent.
I saw that, and we were like, wow, he's playing Bastion. I wonder if he just turned it on and then left.
No, but, well, whatever you're playing, even if you, like, put in a DVD or
go it still to Netflix, says.
Yeah, so, like, I've been asked to play Mortal Kombat X so many fucking times, and I'm not playing it.
we saw you were online, and I was like, we have three for heist. We literally need one more.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Javi's online.
Nope. Bastion or Simpsons, one or the other.
Either way, it's or not it's movies. Not GTA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's real good. I'm liking it a lot. Makes me want to try Transistor again, but we'll see.
How's Mortal Kombat though?
It looks great. It's like the brutal stuff's fun or whatever, but it's still Mortal Kombat, as in, like, it doesn't feel good to play. Like, it feels really clunky and unnatural. Like, combos are, I don't know, it has this, like, hurry up and wait kind of feel to everything you do. Like, it's just punch, punch, and then try to, and while you're doing that second punch, you're trying to mash your, like, special move in there to finish with. And, like, that's the whole, I mean, I'm sure I don't understand the deeper levels of Mortal Kombat, but that's like all I understand, and it's not very fun at all.
See,
like Street Fighter and Tekken and games like that, like you can play with all your different moves and like basically lead them into each other and learn what works and what doesn't, but like with Mortal Kombat I feel like I'm chained to just punch and then something, and that's all I can do.
See, okay, the last one I played was Mortal Kombat Armageddon, I think, that had like you know how you pick your style, your fighting style?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Armageddon, you would press L1 to change your style mid in wall fighting. And you had three styles. So some of the combos would span the three styles.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it felt like you were queuing up combos or queuing up moves. And it just felt like it. I didn't like it. It was clunky, but I loved the idea of switching styles like mid combat. It was just, I felt like I was like, all right, I'm pressing this move, so he'll do it like 10 moves down the chain.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's even present anymore. I think you choose the style when you choose the character.
Yeah, that, they changed that to that. But, I think they did that in Mortal Kombat 9, actually. I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going through story mode, and it's pretty bland. I mean, some parts of it are kind of neat, I guess, but it looks cool. It's fun to watch the violent stuff, but that's about the extent of my enjoyment with it.
That's all I did. I just queued up a video that had all the fatalities, and I was like, all right, that's all I need. That's all I needed from this.
It sucks, because I'd like to get into it. Like, if this played like Street Fighter or Tekken or like a game that feels natural to me, like I would probably really like it a lot, but
yeah,
I can't get in the groove. Like, it doesn't feel good to play.
Yeah, well, after seeing all this stuff kind of like with Tekken 7 coming up, I'm kind of excited for that much more than Street Fighter 5, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I might pick that one up if you want to as well.
Yeah, probably will. I usually get every
single one. I was going to say, I think you've gotten every single one.
Yeah. Although they come out in the U.S. so late, like, the Tekken 7's been a thing forever. Or is it Tekken 8? I don't even know.
It's 7, I think.
The next Tekken is in
it's
Japan.
It's been an arcade for years.
I've got, yeah, the one I've got right here for PS3 is Tekken 6.
Yeah, I think it is 7.
Okay. Oh, I don't know, because Tekken 6 is old as shit.
That was the one that came out in, like, 2008.
Yeah.
But I don't think one came out since then.
Yeah. Well, Tekken 8 has a trailer, so Tekken 7 did come out.
Okay, maybe it is Tekken 8 that I'm thinking of. Whatever the new one is coming out that...
Oh, wait. Never mind. Okay, that was a fake trailer from a fan. God damn it. Okay.
Was it an AMV?
It's probably 7.
From
Guitar
Hero?
But in the description... Okay, so the title for the video on YouTube says Tekken 8 trailer, and then the description says, This Tekken game is on PS3, 360, and PC. This isn't Tekken 8. This is Tekken 6, you idiota. So, yeah.
What?
I don't know. Let's just wait for 7.
What? Whatever.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to know how Mortal Kombat was, because I saw, like, almost half my friends list was playing it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those games that, like, there's nothing else big that's out, and then everybody's just talking about it. It's a cool game to watch people play, because the violence is neat. But, like, yeah, I'm not really into it at all. And it sucks, because, like, that's exactly how I felt. Like, I had to buy a new PS3 a couple years ago when mine died, and it came with the Mortal Kombat reboot. And I so couldn't get into it that, like, I played it maybe twice for, like, a total of half an hour and never touched it again, even though it got amazing reviews and everybody loved that game. It's just not for me, so I was a fool to buy this one. A damn fool.
Was it
never again?
Was it the same dev as Injustice?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I so Injustice was free on the PSN and I tried it out. I played through the story mode. Oh, that was clunky. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Welcome to Mortal Kombat.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So you've been done. Have you tried Dark Souls 2 again since that original?
No,
item?
I'm trying to finish Bastion. Mm-hmm. I'm like 100%ing everything I do. Like every weapon I get, I do the challenge thing, and then like the what's it called, Horde mode kind of areas. I'm doing those with all the modifiers on. So I'm very into Bastion. I'm trying to platinum it. So.
Okay. Bastion's really good and actually really kind of easy to tackle in just like a couple afternoons.
Yeah, it seems like I'm near the end now, but like even though, and it feels like it's the right length. Like I feel like if it tried to go any longer than it's gonna, then it'd be, I don't know.
I think I put about 8 hours into it, and considering the price I paid for it, I was like, that's really good.
Yeah, it's, well, I like that the gameplay and all the different weapons and all that shit, like, there's a correct way to play with everything. And, like, if you think about it, you could probably beat the game with just using your shield, because you can just counter everything if you time it right.
Right.
So, like, it's a really deep game. It's really fucking good. I like it a lot.
Would you say it's better on Transistor? My apologies, Gabe.
You know, I just watched a, what's his name?
Gabe Philbin's video on Transistor.
I know that guy.
What's his name? Fuck. The guy from The Escapist, that asshole.
Zero punctuation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched his Transistor video just before coming on here. And, like, yeah, he's his typical jerk self of, you know, critiquing games in interesting ways. But a lot of what he said rang true with me. We're like, he loved Bastion, but like when Transistor first came out, he tried to play it, and after an hour or two, he was just not feeling it, so he put it down, never went back to it, and then everybody clamored for him to do it, and since there was like a dry spell, he finally forced himself to play through it, and like he's kind of two minds about it. Like he appreciates the complexity and how you can put every power on, you could use it in three different ways, and all this stuff, but basically he said like it's too complicated for its own good, or like the barrier to entry is higher than he would like, where like the storyline is hard to follow unless you like really dig into it. And then the gameplay stuff, like with all the powers, is kind of a lot to deal with as well. And then if you lose all your health, you lose your ability, so you can't stick to your, bread and butter. And so, yeah, like that's pretty much how I feel about it. I mean, I'm not going to let that not let me go back, revisit it or anything, but that's exactly how I feel about Transistor as of right now, at least. I'm like, this is asking a lot of me and I don't have the patience for this right now,
That's kind of funny because I've started it 3 times now and I get about an hour and a half in, and then I save and quit and I just never get around to starting it again.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Bastion, it has similar things going on. All the weapons they're nuanced and stuff. I guess the difference is that you don't equip them in different ways. Is that triples every single thing that you get in Transistor, the uses of for it.
Right,
but,
right.
But I don't know. I think that Bastion's a little simpler, and I think that's maybe for the better. I don't know. I would have to finish Transistor to really give you an opinion, but as of right now, it was totally... I was like, yes, exactly. It's asking a lot of me. I was talking to Gabe last week about Transistor, and I told him, I'm going to get to it eventually. I just don't want to play it right now. Or, whenever I was playing, I'm like, I don't have it in me for this. I'm not feeling it, So
yeah,
I think that's what's going on.
I feel like I'm going to have to, force myself to get through it. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, like I said, every time I start it, something else just distracts me. And I end up doing something else instead.
I mean, this is how movies and games get cult followings. There's an audience that fucking loves this shit or loves that kind of thing, or has the time or patience to put in the work, or or to really get into it. And that's cool. And that's why it's so special to that audience, right? Because not everybody's gonna get it. That's why Majora's Mask had such a cult following, and then now it's cool to like it, so everybody was hyped about it. But
yes,
but that Majora's Mask being so not welcoming to new players or to people that thought that wanted another Ocarina of Time, that's what made it so special to the people who stuck with it. So I don't know. I'm not going to talk shit on Transistor. I'm just explaining.
I don't think it's bad at all. I just, like I said, other stuff just keeps taking my time.
Sure.
Just weird because I feel bad that I spent $15 and I haven't fucking finished it yet.
Well, the way I feel is I'm gonna get to it. So I'm not, and I'm happy I supported Supergiant. I really like everything about what they do. Their games are gorgeous. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. The art style is not what hangs me up. It's just. Like I said, I get an hour into it, and I'm like, someone's inviting me to League, and then there goes my attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're listening, you should go check out Gabe's video for Transistor. It's good.
If you want to know what I think about Transistor,
best game of 2014, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably
the decade.
Probably a lot of years before that. Transistor.
Gabe's new favorite Mirror's game, Edge. TM.
It's not. It's like after that video, I thought Mirza or not Mirza. Sorry, Transistor's probably number two on a non-existent list of games for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. I feel like I have no room to talk about Gabe's taste when Okami is my favorite.
But everybody agrees Okami's really great.
It requires a heavy investment.
Yeah,
A different kind of investment.
And everyone also agrees that we can judge Gabe's choices at any time.
We also all agree that you are allowed to make fun of me openly whenever.
I think you're good here, Dylan. I think you're good.
Oh my god. So this week I did 2 interviews to help Harris Harris out. With his final project. So one with him and one with one of his friends about objectification of women in games. And his friend, looked at our site and she asked me, as the what does it say on like our about me page? She like listed like what I am as on our about me, like what I said I am. I said I'm community manager. And it says Dylan is the tripod. <It's>
like... Oh,
well, that works as he's the cameraman.
Yeah, so we make him hold all the cameras. It's true.
That was generally my position in like all throughout high school as well.
Yeah. Oh man, I was just like I haven't thought about our about page in years.
No one's visited that since it was made.
People look at our about page.
Apparently,
no. I mean this.
Not even I have visited.
It's the freshest content. Oh my god, my Twitter link is totally wrong.
Dylan's probably doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
No, it doesn't because I don't have one.
Yeah, you have a different one now.
No, I don't. I don't have one.
Excuse
period.
Me. Sorry, don't have one at all.
Nothing at all. Yeah.
Ryan still works.
Yep, mine's still good to go.
But your cover photo is like the old, like OG Game Over Nation.
My cover photo.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Oh, the banner at the top of the page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan's got the old GO.
And man, did he stretch that out.
Well, that's Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's probably because it's the desktop. It probably looks fine on my phone because that's where I put it in.
Nice fucking resolution, asshole.
Oh, yeah. See, that's not what it looks like on my phone, which is where I pulled the picture from. Like, I didn't do it on my PC. Yeah, that looks awful.
Oh, man. I just thought that was funny. Like, I didn't even know we had an about page. Like, I haven't considered that. Like, I'm glad I changed it to editor/community manager from unpaid intern. Excuse me, totally unpaid intern.
It should have stayed.
Oh, that would have been funny.
And then I'd be like unpaid tripod. Ryan could be unpaid old guy. /brewer. Beer man brewing.
.com.
Yeah, let's go to Beer Man Brewing. I can't wait to look what kind of beers they got. What the fuck is this?
It's just a picture of the Kool-Aid man saying Tate Bayo.
It's just lots of links to these idiots spouting profanities at each other.
Okay, fuck? Ryan, I think it's a little bit of copyright infringement, but for your hypothetical brewery, I think it should just be an image of the Kool-Aid guy with a speech bubble that says Tate Bayo.
And now our new ice cream company, which is Brew Bell.
Brew Bell ice cream. Oh, man.
These are all great ideas.
I know.
I think I'm bacteria free since 2015.
See, I'm an ideas guy. You hire me, I
spout. No, you're the tripod.
I spout out nonsense and then get paid and leave.
Should I adjust the about?
He brings ideas in threes that are there to support you.
tripod/loud idea guy. So what else did I do this week? So I finished the video up, and you can go check that out on either the website or our YouTube page, because I actually posted on the website. I'm going to go through and post the other ones on the website, too.
Oh, man. Oh, sweet content.
And on Screw Attack. We probably have to email them when we post them on Screw Attack. But
yeah, I don't even know if that guy still works there or if they even
know
feature
who
people's stuff anymore.
They feature it, but it's at like the bottom of the page now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That
redesign that we aren't huge fans of. That happened a while ago. That, yeah, it still doesn't look... It still looks like that. I think the highlight is surprisingly Tales from the Borderlands episode 1, because that was I'm still amazed at how much I liked that.
Like, did you like
Tales from the Borderlands, the Telltale game?
Oh, you beat it?
Episode 1 I beat.
Wow.
And there's only 2 episodes out right now. I'll get to the second one shortly, but I think I kind of brushed this one off because it was like, I think it was announced after The Wolf Among Us came out, and it was like when Walking Dead season 2 was going along, and it was like around the same time that like Game of Thrones got announced, and it's just like all these Telltale games, and I think I just got kind of tired of seeing Telltale everywhere and just thinking like, how am I supposed to play all of these? Like, I can't even imagine doing that. Like, how are they making all of these?
That's what I wonder. How many teams do they have working on this shit at once? They've got so many. And then they just announced that Marvel one.
Yeah.
How many teams do they have working at the same time?
Yeah, and I'd imagine they use, like, they, like, kind of recycle, like, animation.
I mean, they all run on the same engine, yeah. So I guess the technical part of the game isn't that difficult. But you still gotta take time to, like, write it,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, and I think that, like, seeing all of these Telltale games kind of, like, drew me off of, like, the idea of Tales from the Borderlands. And, you know, I think out of us...
Well, I'd say like none the, of them like are the... really technically good.
Yeah, they're not, like, technically impressive games.
I mean, the Game of Thrones intro solidifies that.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, it's so good. That's technically good.
Oh, my God. It's like there's somebody, like, in the parking lot outside my building just revving a motorcycle. I feel like I'm living with Dylan.
Oh, my God. How many fucking muscle cars and motorcycles come through my parking lot?
But Tales from the Borderlands, it takes place after Borderlands 2. And it's like, it's really charming and the characters are cute and endearing and it's surprisingly funny. Like, I don't know, like Telltale games aren't, at least the ones I know. I guess they started with Sam and Max. That was like their big comeback and those are supposed to be clever, but like, there are really like funny moments in this and I don't know what episode 2 is going to be like, but I'm very impressed. But I don't know if I'm more impressed by the game or how much I like the game. Because I kind of went in with, like, meh expectations.
Gabe is always impressed at his ability to like something.
Yeah, I'm always so surprised when I actually enjoy.
He's real proud of himself. Yeah, like, good job, Gabe.
Look at me, guys. I'm liking
look
something.
Look at me, I'm liking stuff.
I honestly didn't expect to like this, but I did.
Because usually when I like things, people just make fun of me.
Scott Pilgrim. I mean, BioShock.
Because you lean in. Transistor. You lean in real hard.
Whenever I like something, I get really excited about it. Doesn't happen much, but when it does.
It's... I mean, it used to happen all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
we grow. New game of a lifetime every week or so.
Yeah. You know, it was a dark point in my life, but, you know.
Gabe likes things.
Now I hate everything.
It's true.
But yeah, that was probably the biggest surprise. I platinum Bloodborne almost like accidentally because I was going through to.
How do you accidentally platinum Bloodborne on 4 playthroughs?
Well, because I went through the Chalice dungeons because I wanted to get like the like kind of final boss of that down and then be like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm done with Bloodborne. I don't need to think about playing it right now. It's all good. And then I looked at the trophies, just to like see what was left. I'm like, I haven't looked at trophies in so long. I'm just kind of like looking around and there were only 2 left and it was like, get all the weapons and get all the hunter tools. And I needed like 2 weapons and 1 hunter tool. So I was like, oh,
I
want to
guess you just had to like buy them from the fountain.
Well, I had to buy, I needed to go find, I needed to go find 1 weapon and then buy a few. And then I needed to find the hunter tool. And but that took like 2 minutes. So it was like, it was the, like, easiest happenstance of a platinum trophy I've had.
I was gonna say, with how you played it, that sounds like one of the easiest platinums you've done.
I don't know if easy, like the Sly Cooper platinums are pretty easy.
Oh my god!
All three of them.
Really... the first and second game are simple. The third game, not so much.
I remember the third game I had like a little bit. I think there was like a challenge room or something.
The third game, it's the challenge room that.
Also,
fucks
it's
you.
The worst one, so. That makes it harder as
I
well.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I keep forgetting there was a 4th Sly Cooper game.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, but it's
I
like,
have an extra copy of it, I think.
Oh, you tried to give me your Vita copy, but since you like registered the
PS3
copy.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that game was on PlayStation Plus. Maybe I have it.
I think I have another copy here, Gabe, I think.
I might have it, actually. I don't know. I can check.
Well, because I have an unopened copy of the Sly collection.
But like, I'm not entirely excited to play it because it's more like the second one.
But
and
the fourth one is pretty good. You didn't like the second one.
I think the second one's fine, but it's like nowhere near as good as the first.
I'm giving you the finger right now.
I know. I can feel it.
The first one was the Bastion of the series.
I'm giving you the finger right now.
Don't you dare say that.
I just tried to cram in all these mechanics.
Because in Transistor, you get to play as the Murray. The unlockable skin where you just drag around this giant sword as a giant pink hippo.
Could you imagine, the Murray is great. Imagine if the voice for the Transistor
was the Murray? Can we mod this in?
Oh man, you know we can.
How does the Murray even talk? All I know how to like say, like the all I know about the Murray is that he says the Murray.
He talks in the third person. He's basically Patrick.
But with like,
yeah, he sounds like okay. Patrick.
He's Patrick. It's got to be the same voice actor problem.
Because like, whenever I try to like think in my head of a Transistor line, I keep like reading it in a goofy voice when I'm trying to think of how Murray would say it. So it's not going anywhere. Not going anywhere fast. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing that I've been up to is I bought Crypt of the Necrodancer since that's out of early access now. It's officially been released, and hot damn, that game is so good. Like I remember liking it when we played it at PAX, like I think 2 years ago, like two PAXes ago. And but like it, I don't know. It's insane how like clever that game's just like base mechanic is of moving to the beat of a song and how the enemies move, not like sometimes in beat with the song and sometimes out of it, and you have to like work around how they're gonna move to like where you are too, since jumping into them attacks them, but if they jump into you, it hurts you a lot. And that game is real punishing when it comes to health. So it's like hard, and like I just beat the first zone after like a lot of attempts. And what I think it's like Rogue Legacy is kind of similar in like how you progress and you get money and then you can spend that money to like get upgrades, but in this there are permanent upgrades, and then there's the other upgrades are just getting the option to get that weapon or that like piece of armor to find it in the dungeon, and I think that's really cool. So yeah, Crypt of the Necrodancer is pretty, it's the new hotness right now.
Neat.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about it.
I think that's about it.
About God, it we're me. Still at that.
What you've
been up to?
Well, I think we only got you left.
Yeah, and I actually don't have a ton, because I've mostly just been playing GTA online with Devin and Harris.
You guys played for like 7 straight hours.
Oh my god. Well, we were doing all the stunt jumps in the game. We did it! And it was really fun the whole time, and kind of a little frustrating at some points. But we did it. I went through a lot of money of trying to fucking pay insurance claims on my cars. Because I was an idiot and used my own cars to do it. Because a lot of the jumps are like over like canyons or water, or just in some way I ended up blowing up my car every time.
So do you have to land the jump, or do you just have to go off?
You have to land it.
All right.
You have to land it, which is the hardest part, because with GTA 5's physics, when you're in the air, just completely go out the window. You can freely like rotate your car and do like barrel rolls. And some cars, as soon as you hit that ramp, your car is spinning. And you're like, yep, I'm not landing this one. And I'll land on my roof, and then the car explodes, and I'm like, fuck. But it was fun. We did one of the big heists that require like 4 people, and you have to do like multiple missions to lead up to it. And it was when we finally did it, because we had failed like 4 times, and we finally got done, and we were like, it was satisfying. It was extremely satisfying to get it done.
Cool.
Yeah. And then to see all that money just goes into your bank account, and you're like, yeah, I did that. Because the coolest part about the mission is everyone has something to do, like, and it separates you. Like, in my case, I was flying the plane, avoiding jets. Harris and Dal were inside the prison, like, breaking a guy out. And then Devin was, like, intercepting the prison bus that was on the way.
Cool.
And it just kind of meshed together really well.
Cool.
So here's hoping there's more shit like that, because like that was the best part of the single player as well, was the heists. So here's hoping there's more that they're that high quality.
Well, it sure took a while for them to get there, so.
You're good telling thing me. Good. But beyond that, I don't think I really played anything else. Right. I played my Vita a bit. I guess I'm gearing up to get ready to do another... to finally go for the platinum on Persona 4. Because I didn't want to play through the game twice. Right away. Because that would burn me out quick. Because I wanted to give myself time to...
I never went back and got the good ending. I just kind of accepted my fate as fucking up and getting the shitty ending. like the worst ending possible. Oh, not the worst, like the second worst ending possible.
Right. Oh, sorry. I did a little bit of Diablo 3.
Oh, jeez. That game, it was fun. I'm not saying like, oh no.
I was gonna say on the PC, me and you played it a shit ton as well.
Yeah, no, I've played that game.
I was playing it on PS4.
Played that game like crazy.
And actually, I think that's it.
Well, we can get into news. The biggest thing.
News!
Dear God. My Twitter feed exploded this morning. Silent Hills is officially canceled.
Damn it.
There's no one saw it coming.
I didn't see it coming. Is Kojima alright?
Kojima's alright. But this is...
If you guys just heard Rachel scream, it's because she's playing this adorable jump scare game. With just little cute ghosts.
I thought she was yelling about Silent Hills.
Or Silent Hills was canceled.
But that was perfect
timing. Yeah, it really was. Way to go, Rachel.
Yep.
But...
You yelled right when we announced that Silent Hills is canceled. You went, ah!
that goes in line with PT getting pulled from the PlayStation Store, which blows my
mind.
Oh, it is? Yeah, that's go.
I hope I didn't delete it off my...
Download it again.
That decision really bums me out, because it, for all intents and purposes, it ceases to exist. Like, no one can download it unless they already have it. Like, no one can play it.
I'm going to have to download it, because I think I just cleared it out of my playlist or off my hard drive.
I think it's already
gone. No, it's gone on the 29th, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it should still be there.
All right, I better download that because I just deleted a bunch of games that I wasn't playing.
Like, that's going to go down as, like, a classic that we play every Halloween or whatever. Yeah. Like,
and the fact that it's just not going to be there anymore is kind of crazy.
It's really
like,
sad.
Why don't they just release another version without the credit bit in it?
Yeah, exactly. I think that...
people never beat that part anyway.
There's this documentary that I backed on Kickstarter, and a part of it was about video games, but a part of it was about they were speaking to all these people that collect games, but not like as collectors, it's more to preserve them, to like make sure that these pieces of art, no matter what they are, like don't just disappear from, you know, people losing it or the files disappearing, you know, basically what has happened to the early years of film. Like, there's so many films that just are gone forever. So this reminds me of that, like, in a digital age, when a company pulls something that was digital. Yeah, like, that's really sad.
It's funny you should bring that up, because this is actually why I vastly prefer hard copies of games.
Sure. No, yeah, this is a great example of, like, the benefits of it.
I think one of the problems with this, too, is that, like, it's not on PCs, so it can't just go on, like, torrent sites or something after this is...
Yeah.
After it gets pulled.
I mean, hopefully, like, there's always torrents of, you know, PlayStation 3 and maybe 4 games out there. So hopefully somebody's ripped this and, you know, but yeah, I mean, for all intents and purposes, like, this game will cease to exist once the people that have downloaded it already, like, don't have it anymore. Like, wow.
It's like,
it's crazy. And it's such a good game. Yeah. Like, that's such a shame.
And it's just kind of crazy that they're trying to, I don't know if this is them trying to distance themselves from Kojima more, or they just, like, they didn't want to keep doing what he was working on there. I don't know exactly.
This all, like, stinks. This all seems like a really bitter breakup, or, like, they're trying to just delete their Facebook account kind of thing, you know? Where they don't want any affiliation with Kojima at all. Yeah. and they'll delete any sign of it that they can. I don't want to jump ahead, but it seems like Konami is
restructuring entirely.
So will Metal Gear 5 be his swan song?
Kojima?
Well,
yes.
Well, I mean, for Konami, yes.
Sure, yeah.
Wait, did I hear... sorry if you guys said it. Did I hear right that they delisted from the stock exchange?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened today.
Yeah, voluntarily. And I think... They voluntarily delisted. Yeah.
And this all... Like, I've been speculating for a while, like... They're not in a good place financially. Like, Castlevania was probably really expensive, both those reboots, and no one bought it because it wasn't very good. And then Metal Gear doesn't look cheap, and it's in development for, like, almost a decade, like 7 years to 6 years. You know, like, like, how much money have they been burning? And they don't make it back. Like, Metal Gear doesn't sell as much as, like, a Call of Duty or whatever. So, yeah, they've probably been bleeding money for decades, and... they need to restructure.
They make like casino games and shit. Like they have like other
of my favorite games are Konami.
I don't know, because Konami makes a lot of shit, so don't worry too much.
And Castlevania, Silent Hill, Metal Gear,
and the Castlevania guy left a while ago.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
he's doing his own, he's doing the Mighty Number 9 kind of thing where he's making his own Castlevania clone that's his own IP.
I thought that was the Mega Man guy.
But he left too. Yeah, he's doing...
Yeah, that's Mighty Number 9. But yeah, I'm just saying that the Castlevania guy is doing a similar thing where, like,
really?
You know,
I don't...
What's it called?
He had like a... I don't remember, but he had a Kickstarter kind of thing.
I don't remember if he did.
Kickstarter.
I didn't know about that. Oh my god.
It was like an Indiegogo or something. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
I wish I knew about that, because I've been hankering for a new Castlevania.
Yeah, but... So Konami has said they'll keep making Metal Gear games, and after the the Silent Hills thing today, they'll keep making Silent Hill games. But, like, they...
Are they in a position to make
them? I feel like they're just gonna... That might be, like, it from them, as far as, like, video game... mainstream-ish video games go, like an occasional Silent Hill, maybe, and then an occasional Metal Gear. Like, and then beyond that, it'll just be fucking, I don't know. I saw a good tweet today that said, I can't wait to play Metal Gear Solid on the fucking Android. Because it's just like, they're just going to restructure and rebooting their old games for phones and doing a bad job of it, just like Square Enix. Yeah, that was... So the Silent Hills information today wasn't the, like, totally crazy bit. Like, that was kind of expected for a while now. Just now it's official. And then...
It's the other stuff that's crazy.
But Konami delisting themselves from the stock exchange. That's the crazy bit.
It's weird to think of, like, these companies, like, from the 80s and stuff. It's just... Huh.
Okay, it looks like there was lots of speculation, like, will he launch a Kickstarter for a Castlevania successor, but it looks like there was an article last year that said, disappointingly, like, he's put that on hold because unless he has a salary, he can't put feeding his family on the line or whatever. That did not happen, but it was speculated.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Well, moving on. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a cool little bit. So Minecraft has added another default skin named Alex. So I forget what the original... I think it was Mark.
Steve
is the original.
Steve Dad.
Steve Dad 420, the original Minecraft skin, now has a female counterpart, Alex. And I don't know how skins work on consoles.
They sell them,
okay. But like on PC, it's just kind of like, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah,
this is a nice option for consoles too.
They didn't add. Well, I mean, maybe they added like a ponytail thing. I was just wondering, like, how do you distinguish?
They're just block people. Yeah. How can you tell?
I think it said they made like her arms like thinner. There's a ponytail on it, and I think that was it.
Oh, okay, I see her.
Yeah. So there's like a few minor adjustments.
Cool.
And then
She looks way like more detailed than Steve. Like Steve looks like garbage. She looks good.
Step your glam game up, Steve.
Who needs Steve when you can run around as Hulk Hogan?
It's true.
Yeah, I can't.
There's no Hulkamaniacs here. Dilophosaurus has fallen to his death.
That's still probably the best Minecraft moment of hearing Dylan like silently type, "There are no Hulkamaniacs in here," and then seeing him jump off the top of a tower and land on the ground. So moving on. Arkham Knight had a trailer today. Mm. It's gonna have, like, it's being compared to the Grand Theft Auto V character change. It's gonna have a similar thing to that between Batman, Nightwing, Robin, and Catwoman. I'm not sure if it's just gameplay-wise or if it's actual story bits as well. But it's kind of interesting that the campaign has that swap in it.
I don't see why it wouldn't have story bits. I mean, the Arkham City, when you were switching between Batman and Catwoman, her parts were all story bits.
Yeah, it's just like when did this get into the development thing? I don't know if this is just like an add-on they threw in or not. So I don't know if how much like narrative implications this will have.
Right, right.
But still interesting that like you don't just play as Batman the whole time. I don't know how Arkham Origins work, but Arkham City had that.
Arkham Origins was only Batman.
Okay, because Arkham City had that little bit with Catwoman towards the end that was actually, you needed the code that came inside the case for that.
Yeah, because her parts weren't necessary, for pre-ordering, you got her DLC. And I think with Arkham Origin, I don't remember. I thought there were some challenge rooms, maybe.
That was probably it.
It wasn't story missions.
Like Arkham Asylum had the Joker challenge rooms.
It had and then Arkham City had the Nightwing and apparently the Robin ones, which I didn't even fucking know.
Robin
about.
Had a DLC thing, I think, in that game.
Yeah, it was Harley Quinn's whatever, where you played as Robin.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it
no.
It was fine. It was just like 10 minutes long, though.
Doesn't Arkham Knight have a Harley Quinn as a playable character too?
I think so. I remember seeing, pre-order now to play as Harley or whatever, but it was probably just challenge rooms.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right. Kind of like the Joker's challenge.
Yeah, I imagine it would be like that.
Although the Joker's were pretty, like, his moveset.
His animation was cool.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. We were like, oh my god!
Whereas Nightwing, it was just like, oh, it's Batman with sticks.
Yeah. Well, Robin was pretty cool. You
can see, me and Gabe were just talking about this. Gabe was like, oh yeah, Robin's in Arkham City. I was like, what? Where?
No, he's not.
No, he's not, you big dumbo. It's like, yeah, he is. I'm a big smarto.
Which is not true, but Gabe was right this time.
I don't fucking remember him at all.
He's there for like 10 seconds.
That's so sure that you don't remember him at all.
He shows up in a cutscene for Batman to say fuck off, and then there was DLC where you played as him.
Pretty much it.
Fuck off, Tim. You're my least favorite Robin.
And then, last bit, Black Ops 3, unsurprisingly, has been announced.
Don't you mean Metal Gear Solid Ops?
Deus Ex Mankind Revolution, whatever the fuck it is.
I actually like the way it looked. Like, gun arm and shit.
Yeah, I wonder if this will be like
bees at a guy.
It's like there was the brief like mech and exosuit trend, and I wonder if this is like the new future-ish trend that will start.
Titanfall has some definite influence, you think?
In this, probably. I mean, I feel like Titanfall had an influence over the last Call of Duty game, just the way you move around.
Oh, right, right. I'm not mad at. I thought I like the elements in there in the trailer.
This is twice tonight that Dylan has said he's not mad at something, and that is weird.
Dylan being not mad at something and me liking calm. Stuff.
I am calm and collected.
The gameplay in the trailer didn't do anything for me, really, though. Like
the gameplay
so
looks
much like Call of Duty.
Right.
Of course it does.
I thought, well, yeah, but like, Advanced, what was the last one?
Advanced
Future
Warfare.
War, whatever, fucking, yeah. And then Black Ops 2, both, like, at least the levels that they showed looked like visually cool, like stunning and awesome. This looked very dusty, Middle Eastern, but with robots.
I was going to say it looked exactly like the beginning of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, yeah. And that just visually, it didn't stimulate anything for me. But like the last two Call of Duties were way more like, oh, wow, that looks crazy, you know? So
yeah.
I don't know. It was just this trailer.
I'm not, like I said, I'd be willing to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's news. Oh, I guess with Black Ops 3, they did announce that there are you can play as a male and female character in the campaign.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the trailer.
Oh, in the campaign. I was going to say Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare had that in multiplayer, but they didn't have it in the campaign.
See, I kind of missed Modern Warfare 2's where you were like six different characters. God,
that was so dumb. You're six
Rodriguez.
You hop to a different character once one of your eight dudes died.
That how many times did you name Soap Dish or something?
Soap
right?
McTavish, but yeah, Soap
Dish. But seriously,
Soap Dish. Yeah.
In a, like having just one protagonist, or in like did World at War have more than one?
I think
probably. I think all of them did until like.
The Modern Warfare series is the ones that had more multiple.
Call of Duty 2 had more than one. Yeah. 3 had more than one.
There's a lot of like they might call you a name, but you just play army guy.
Yeah, you are camera with.
Yeah, who guys? But I feel like it's much better focus and when there's just fewer protagonists.
When you don't have like a.
It's the game is already only like 6 hours long, so just splitting that into multiple like characters and stories, it's like, oh, my head hurts.
It's like
and there's never really any character to them, which is.
No, you're right about that. But
I think it worked.
Soap had an accent.
But.
All right.
The pacing of the game went better when it was a singular focus.
Because you had. A narrative that you could follow with that one guy and what's happening.
Exactly.
But, like Call of Duty 2, though, was.
Like, it had the Russian front, and I believe the European front.
I think since that was based on a real life war where multiple things, where different things were happening around the world, it was a cool tool to like show different like iconic confrontations that happened in history, right? Like, that was. You got to see. For the Russians crossing that river, like the people that tried to leave got shot in the water by their own commanders. Like,
oh,
holy shit.
Yes.
But like the whole game isn't you're that Russian soldier. You'll teleport and be an American, you know, on Normandy and all that stuff too. So it was cool for that. But if you're telling like a story, I think it's better.
I just saw this story come across from Engadget that said a Halo tournament was canceled because the Xbox One game is still broken. Jesus Christ!
I heard that the last time I heard. About it on the Bombcast, he said it was working great. I wonder.
The official Halo Esports League Halo Championship Series had to cancel the first online cup of the regular season over the weekend due to connectivity issues.
Dear God.
Cool.
Are they running on like an old patch or something?
Can't wait for Halo 5. It's going to work great.
That's just going to be ballers. That Hunt the Truth, those audio files have been pretty fun to listen to. I've been
hope you don't
want to
play it though, because it's gonna be fucking broken.
Well, the story will still work, I bet. At least
that was a problem even in Master Chief Collection.
No,
online co-op was a problem, and there were like some save file issues.
I never had any save file issues.
Oh, shit. Good for you.
Well, that's all the news we got, and. I don't think Prototype wrote in with questions, that bastard. And the only question we got was asking about what the hell is going on with Konami. So.
They done, son.
We already said that.
So, you know, the short answer is, I don't know what's going on with Konami. But I wish that there is some sort of Silent Hills-esque game in the future. Maybe not. Yes. Maybe it might be, like, better. If it's not tied to Silent Hill, and like they don't feel forced to have like combat in it or anything, because I don't want combat in my horror games.
Didn't the Wii U version of Fatal Frame get localized?
Fatal Frame 5? It is getting localized, yeah. It's not out yet. I don't think.
Get that, baby.
I think that game is going to crash and burn in the US.
Oh, like, most likely. It's a Wii U game that was barely localized.
It was barely successful on PS2. No,
Fatal Frame.
Oh, Fatal Frame.
The next Silent Hill will be a Infinite Runner side-scroller.
So what...
Well, I mean, the last one that actually came out was like a top-down beat-em-up from Way Forward that probably cost $15 to develop.
Man, there you go.
Like I think Silent Hill had like a Diablo-esque game recently.
That's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Oh yeah, I played that at the Konami event.
Uh huh. Oh. Same year as Metal Gear Rising. Yeah.
And that not good Castlevania 3DS game.
Mm-hmm. That was probably better than Silent Hill.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great. Yeah. That game had fucking fall damage in a Castlevania game. Fuck you.
Blasphemous.
How dare you? Yeah, I mean, we can all speculate wildly. And maybe Kojima goes to Sony and Guillermo follows him and they finally get a horror game out. Guillermo can finally do something in video games.
You know, that's not too crazy. That's not too crazy an idea, considering like Sony gives money to people to make random shit that has no like history of.
Yeah, and since Metal Gear started on Sony, like I bet if Kojima wanted to, like
yeah,
they have a history of giving money to things like that and not telling anyone when they come out.
The Last Guardian is still in fucking development, isn't it?
Yeah, and how many years did Gran Turismo 5? Get to develop itself, and then freaking that game company got to develop whatever the hell they wanted, and what's it called, that Swan game was commissioned by Sony, and so it was Demon Souls and Bloodborne. That's all just
you give David IPs. Jaffe money every time he starts a new company.
Maybe yeah, they should stop doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you get the good with the bad, but yeah, stop doing that. So yeah, I actually that's a good hypothesis that could definitely
they'll make happen. A Pacific Rim game.
Remember when David Jaffe said fucktards on stage and then people were like, wow, that's weird that he would say that on stage, and then he tweeted an apology and said, I never actually put two and two together and realized that was making fun of retarded people. I'm so sorry. Mm. I was like, dude, it's in the word. How do you not see that?
Wait, he was allowed to say fuck on stage?
Yeah, he said fuck like 8 times or something, and then said, I can't remember what the context was.
That's honestly more surprising.
It's the thing is, like, that guy puts his foot in his mouth more than anybody I've ever seen, and he does it consistently. Like, I get the, like, some people really, really
his
like
no
him.
His no-care attitude.
Because he's so real, right? But that gets him in all this trouble, and, like... Really, what I get out of it is that the real him is kind of a dude.
Yeah, the real him kind of seems like a child stuck in a man's body.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't think things like fucktard are making fun of retarded people.
Well, I mean, he's just always so quick to yell at people, or like, he's just very angry.
And like, I guess I can respect that there's a different...
Like, I remember...
He's not just like a cut and paste personality, but at the same time, why does he have to be that one?
Maybe he thought it was somebody that fucks slower than average. Maybe that's all he thought it was.
Fucks to like slow musical notes.
Sure, that too. Yeah. Sure, and just in some capacity.
Slow. That's what slow jams is for. Thanks, Jamie Foxx.
Now I'm gonna go put on My Place by Jamie Foxx after we're done with this.
Not trapped in the
closet. That's R. Kelly.
I know.
But I could go for that too. What is that? That's like a 7-part series or something.
It's like a half hour long, man.
It's great.
It's more complicated than Transistor
and Evangelion combined.
Man. Too deep
someone
for
should
you.
Someone should remake that cover for End of Evangelion with R. Kelly's head in the water. And...
I'm sure it exists somewhere.
I'm glad it took you guys like a year and a half to realize every time I posted that picture of Shepard in the water, you guys finally realized what that was from.
Well, how would I?
Still can't believe that's the cover of the goddamn movie. The last scene of the movie is the movie poster.
Hey, guys, how about we put the scene where, never mind, I lost my fucking... Rosebud! Let's put Rosebud on the fucking cover.
You know Rosebud was spoiled for me by fucking Family Guy?
I don't even... I just know that he says it at the beginning of the movie, so it's not spoiled.
Do you care? Me. Are you ever going to watch Citizen Kane?
No.
Does anybody
Someday,
care?
I don't care. Yeah.
Well, it's like, that's like the draw of the movie, like kind of figuring out what Rosebud is. Like, why the hell did this guy say Rosebud, like, in his last words? And in Family Guy, there's a family watching this tape of Citizen Kane, and it says Rosebud, and he drops a snow globe. And then it just, like, does, like, the VHS, like, fuzz, and it cuts to Peter, and he says, it's his sled. It's his childhood sled. And so when I took a film class like 4 years later, I was like, well, I know what this is. And like no one else knew. And I was just sitting there like, wonder.
I bet you were smug that entire time.
No, like it was.
Arms crossed.
So
like,
does the movie ever.
The answer.
Does the movie ever like.
It's the last shot of the movie.
Have to, like, well, wait, the last shot of the movie.
Yeah, it's the last shot of the movie.
Is the sled with Rosebud written on it getting burnt?
Oh.
So that would be like having the cover of the movie
be the
just
poster.
Fucking Rosebud.
The cover of the movie saying cold eyes.
The poster is, oh god.
Star Wars Episode 3, Palpatine's behind it all.
And that's the poster of the movie, yeah. Palpatine's behind it all.
Just, the taglines for movies are now just spoilers.
Could you imagine the trailer for Empire Strikes Back being him going, I am your father, and then his hand getting cut off?
Oh, God, The Simpsons.
In
the Simpsons
system.
Had such a good bit about that. I think it's in season 3.
Oh, yeah. It was. I just watched that.
Just walking out of the theater past the huge line. Wow, who would have thought that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father?
It's also funny now when you find movies that actually do have really surprising things in them, like... Tom Cruise being in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that got spoiled for me. That
was never known until you go to the theater. He was not in any previews until the movie had been out probably 3 weeks or so. Yeah, that was
great.
Little things like that were pretty good.
That's such a good card to play close to your chest. We got Tom Cruise playing this fat middle-aged.
Yeah, it's not that it was Tom Cruise. It was the character he played.
It was like like the only character Tom Cruise has played that's not just Tom Cruise. Like,
yeah.
He's got like a bald wig on. He's fat, dancing.
It might be the only movie where he's not running.
And instead he dances.
Wasn't he like a scared guy in Collateral?
No, he's the killer.
He is the
danger.
Right. Okay. I never saw that.
That's like really, it's probably one of his best movies.
Jamie Foxx.
Is that the one with Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx.
Yes,
it is
Jamie Foxx's best movie by far, and it's one of Tom Cruise's best movies.
Catch a Spider. Oh, guess what I watched?
Spider-Man?
What?
Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2. Volume 2 still sucks. Volume 1's amazing.
Volume 1 is still really
so
good.
So, it'd be like having the poster for Kill Bill be Bill laying in the grass.
With his heart exploded because of the whooshy finger fuck.
Palm heart exploding technique.
He taught you that? Of course he did.
Why didn't you tell me? Because I'm a bad person. Oh, you're not a bad person.
Cue Spanish horn.
I've been meaning to watch Volume 2 again to see if I think anything differently of it.
So,
its
I saw
bits
volume
and pieces
two.
Are good, but not
I
the
saw
whole
Volume
thing.
2 yeah. first in theaters. And I was pretty bored and confused for most of it. Granted, I was pretty young at the time, but I remember like the end credits where it started. Like it was like, oh, this person has this person has that, and it went through the whole like the whole first movie too. And it's like the crazy 88, and it showed all this footage. And,
when did that happen?
Javi's like, where the fuck is Lucy Liu?
yeah. Well, like I was watching that. I'm like, that looks amazing. Like, what the hell? Did I just watch, like, on the drive home, I'm like, I think I'm going to buy Kill Bill Volume 1. So I think we stopped at Blockbuster on the drive home, and I got that, and I was like, this is so good. Why is part 2 so bad? And at the time, since 2 was new, everybody was telling me how wrong I was and that part 2 is way better. I'm like,
but, I mean, okay. People still think that. That's still,
really? Yeah. I don't know too. So, I don't know too many people who think that. I never saw two. I saw the first one. I really liked it. Just never really got around to seeing the second one. But is a lot of people I know kind of agree with you guys.
I think it's the really, really big Tarantino fans just get off on any dialogue scenes, and two is almost all dialogue.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same thing with Death Proof. Like, his Death Proof is fine.
See, his dialogue is good, like, in small spurts.
Sure.
Like something like, fuck, that was him, wasn't it? The Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it had some really, like, really amazing, like, couple of line points, but like you don't want him to let it get wordy, because then it just becomes like he keeps trying to do it, you know.
Ryan, that's a poor example, because Inglourious Basterds has his best dialogue scenes,
right? But that's what I'm saying, like it has, but it's like in spurts, like you don't want it to get going too far. Yeah,
I was gonna say, well,
like,
actually,
it has some really good moments, but like you if it goes any longer, you're like, okay, I'm done.
I was going to say the majority of Inglourious Basterds is dialogue, and the action scenes are just quick and like bam bam.
Yeah,
the action scene's over.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of does a good job of jumping back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I guess it's all about like how he paces it.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kill Bill 1 was like very fun. It was like an exciting, like action-packed, like cool, stylish thing, and then Kill Bill 2 was very like lots of talking about weird shit. Some of it doesn't make any, isn't relevant at all.
Well, and then
the
bosses of that movie aren't as good as the original. Like,
no, not even close. Yeah,
I don't know who was it? Ellie. That was really. I liked Ellie.
The eye patch?
Which one was it?
Yeah, and it was really satisfying.
They had the best fight of the movie.
I mean, yeah. That was cool, but it was probably 2 minutes long, if that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's super quick.
It follows kind of the same formula as Inglourious Basterds, where the action is quick, violent, and then over.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun with Django. I thought Django was more fun for me than Inglourious Basterds.
I still need to watch that. I bought it on Blu-ray and never watched it.
The big action scene in Django is maybe 2 or 3 minutes long.
Yeah. That movie could have ended like way earlier than it does. Like, it has like 2 or 3 extra scenes where I'm like, all right.
I can cut out the entire bit with the, was it the mining company and Quentin Tarantino, and just have him coming back to the house.
Right.
And it would have been fine. You didn't need any of the bit between him getting captured and then him breaking out. You could have cut just that down to like maybe 5 minutes.
But Quentin Tarantino needed to be in the movie.
Let's all say what is our least favorite Tarantino movie.
Oh. I don't think I've seen enough of them to make that.
I think I could go. I know my favorite. No, least favorite. No one cares about favorites.
The favorite's easy. Reservoir Dogs. And then least favorite. I haven't seen Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown's great, but if you guys are complaining about dialogue, you will not like Jackie Brown.
I don't have a problem with dialogue. I just have a problem with like when Kill Bill 2 seems like stylistically.
If Ryan doesn't like the dialogue, he will not like Jackie Brown.
Well, Kill Bill 2 has like a like stupid dialogue. What are you talking about? Okay, I guess that was cute. I don't know, but I think either Kill Bill 2 or Death Proof. Death Proof has some cool stuff, but it's a lot of obnoxious dialogue. Where I'm like,
I love Death Proof. I think Death Proof is great.
Is it because Kurt Russell only?
No, actually, I love Rosario Dawson in that movie.
Yeah, she's cool.
And the stunt driver.
Yeah, she's cool too.
I can't remember her name, but that's what she does is stunts. She's a female stunt driver.
Yeah, she was.
Didn't she do the Fast? She was the stunt.
No, she was the stunt woman for everything in Kill Bill. I can't remember. Kill Bill, the main actress.
Uma Thurman?
Uma Thurman. She was Uma Thurman's stunt double.
Yes, I love that. She's great. Rosario Dawson's great. The other two girls, I don't give a shit. And Kurt Russell is great. I love Kurt Russell in that movie. He's such a This fucking smarmy bastard.
I haven't seen all of Tarantino movies, but probably of the ones I've seen, Kill Bill Volume 2 is probably my least favorite.
See?
Yeah.
I would say Pulp Fiction is my least favorite.
But you'd get crucified! But,
no, but Kill Bill Volume 2 exists.
Yeah.
Because I'm not terribly fond of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, like I
guess if I had to choose, that would be mine because I haven't seen very many, and I kind of felt the same way Dylan did about Pulp Fiction. It was all right.
Yeah. It's not his best one though.
But like of them, I think I've seen Kill Bill, I saw Inglourious Bastards, I've seen Pulp Fiction. I'm trying to look at what else he's out there to see what else I've seen.
You haven't seen Django.
The other ones I got to think of off the top of my head. Yeah, I haven't seen Django. Reservoir Dogs? Oh, I bought it. Nope, haven't seen
it. You should, because that's the best one.
Reservoir Dogs is great, but it's not my favorite. Actually, Inglourious Bastards is my favorite one.
I'm not a huge Inglourious Bastards fan.
I really liked that one.
And maybe it may be because I really enjoy World War II themed movies. And
so. Also, Brad Pitt was in it. That's...
With that ridiculous accent.
Calm down. Down, Ryan.
So, yeah. I'm biased that World War II movies just get a better judgment from me in general.
What about World War Z movies?
Brad Pitt is also in that.
No.
Like, it might be part of my, like, stubbornness of I want more of the bastards in the Inglourious Bastards. And because they're not in it,
right.
I kind of resent
actually,
the rest of the parts.
It's kind of funny because, in my opinion, the weakest part of the movies is Shosanna. And her theater exploits with, what's his face?
Yeah. I saw Natural Born Killers, but I don't remember anything about it. I just know I've seen it.
I didn't know that was Tarantino.
Yeah.
Really? That's Tarantino?
Story by Tarantino. Yeah.
Mm. Huh.
But I don't remember anything about it.
That was a meaty tangent we went on.
Yeah. It was a good tangent. It took up like 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. All right. Any questions?
No. We got the one really? That we got. So yeah, Prototype was off duty today, I guess. The one we got was about
Konami.
So
we fuck
we
Prototype.
The
yeah, we asked our own questions.
Times
with Tarantino.
Hard hitting. Hard.
Next up, anime.
None of them were about anime or comics.
Well, there is an anime-inspired bit from Tarantino, or from Kill Bill Volume 1, so...
Oh, is there?
I wouldn't say
good.
Inspired. I wouldn't
it?
Say it's literally...
Well, yeah, it's not, inspired's the wrong word. I don't know what studio worked on it, so people can be like, it's not anime if it's not Japanese. But, like, yeah. No.
Sorry.
Was that your Rip Torn impression?
Rip Torn anime fan number one.
I can see it. I bet he's a very big Madoka fan.
Madoka Magica is the best anime of
all
time.
He is a Magic Girls fan.
Does Rip Torn just talk like Patches O'Houlihan? Because that's the main idea of Rip Torn I have in my...
He does.
Is Rip Torn...
Patches O'Houlihan was Rip Torn.
Well, yeah, the actor, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was asking
if he texts like
he
Patches
talks like
O'Houlihan.
That character normal.
Oh!
Yeah, okay.
Yes, he does.
Yes. Yep.
His name is
Torn.
Rip. Torn.
We're not hosting an intergalactic ketter.
What an appropriate voice.
He has such a good voice.
Okay, why don't you take Junior here out?
Naruto is the best shonen of all time. Leave that whack-ass bleach at home.
All right. Let's count that out.
Is that,
yeah,
is that what we're
going
to call it? Okay.
Ouch, am I?
What if Rip Torn is the next Green Goblin?
That's it. That's it.
It's Fat Green Goblin. He's just as pudgy as he is now, just flying around in that suit.
Man. No, he's 84, so that's prime age.
Holy shit, he's...
Yeah.
Jeez. Alright, well, with that...
Way to dampen our spirits.
With that, let's... If you're looking for us, you can find us at GameOverNation.com or BeerManBrewing.com or NeverNotGaming.com or NeverNotBrewing.com or NeverNotEngineering.com.
Wait, what? You bought that one too?
Use any of those. Yeah, I've had that one for a while.
Why would you buy that? Who's gonna?
I had some plans. Yes. I had some ideas. All right. So you can find us at all of those places. You can also find us at YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation, where Gabe's latest video hit. What, Thursday? Yeah. So if you haven't checked that out yet, get over there and give that a watch. You can also find us on Twitter at Game Over Nation and on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. I hope, did I do that one twice?
Maybe, but just twice. Just keep going. Go with the flow.
Yeah. So with that, Javi, get us the fuck out.
All right. That has been this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye.